What you doing? I'm the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about a brand new series called Shoujo no. This is Chapter 1, The Girl in the World. The story is by Kanae Nakanishi, with art by Kima. The translation is by David Evelyn, with lettering by Erica Terakes. And this series premiered on Shonen Jump Plus, or where I read it on Manga Plus, on August 4th, 2023, and is a pretty decent length at 81 pages. Now, the two of them have made a one-shot together called Hyosobi Domai, or the Fire Play Club, and comparing this just right off the bat, didn't read the one-shot, but maybe because of the art style, they look really similar in tone. Unlike, from what I can guess, of Kanae Nakanishi's other manga light novel series, Tokushu Seihiki Kyoshitsu Eyokoso, long name, or Welcome to the Special Idiosyncrasy Classroom, which doesn't look as dark as this one ends up being, but like I said, I haven't read it. It may just be a difference in artwork. Yeah, so the first vibe I get, just from the first page, even before the title page, is like, this looks like some crazy yandere type story, and once I get to the end, I was kind of right. That first page really expresses the tonality and pretty much where I see the series going here on out. But this series revolves around like these Genjins that are robots made from organic materials but are devoid of consciousness. It's 23rd century Tokyo, where most things are pretty much automated with a face. There's like these robot people that are seem to do everything, except for some reason, there's a truck driver that's human and falls asleep and crashes with a bunch of these military-grade Genjins in it. Then we cut to our main character hanging out with his friends, eating some food, and one of his friends, Chika, really in tune with the news, pretty much brings this up, saying how the whole news story and how this Genjin named Fuji 93106 fled out of, like, I think it said 30 of them. And then we see the main character, Ryoha, go home, and what do we find there? But Fuji 93106, or as the Genjin prefers to be called, Marie, kind of a plain name, but I guess it works. It's a very, I'm just a normal girl kind of name, and maybe in Japan it's not that common. It's not even that common a name here, but it's used so much and stuff, I feel like. Anyways, obviously Ryoha is keeping this a secret, kind of playing dumb to his friends as we saw, but it goes immediately into a flashback. 7 years ago, his dad discovered that these Genjins do have consciousness. There's apparently a bug that's implanted in their brain, and if you remove it, they go back to kind of just being human. Unfortunately, right when he finds that out, some police guys or military people, whatever, come in and kill everyone. It says apparently his dad was part of a rebel faction called Suichukai. Yeah, and as soon as they find out the secret, they're all killed, which makes me feel like there's a spy, that since it happens so immediately. But luckily, Ryoha, even though being a small child, and I guess this was right below his home, or maybe he was brought along to the secret place. That part I didn't think about until just now. I'm pretty sure it looked like just like his home, and this was like an underground hideout, whatever. He manages to see that the Genjin, they just like took the worm out, or the bug, it doesn't go too specific to what this bug is, escapes with this Genjin named Ninyo, go to a shrine, but we see later in the chapter another flashback that eventually this Ninyo, not just a Genjin, yeah, she has a name, eventually found and taken away. He's not caught, but she is. And right after they escape, Ninyo gets Ryoha to promise to create a world where Genjins can live normal lives. And it's like, okay, yeah, so we have a goal for the story, but not necessarily how that's going to come, because he's just a kid and he's now with Marie, so it's going to kind of be, it could kind of feels like a story of survival, but not really. I really feels like it's going to be like a more weirdly, it's like slice of life slash yandere slash now they're going on the run kind of deal. It feels like what happens later, if you haven't read it, My Home Hero, where this like they're constantly on the run and trying to like hide out, that's what it feels like is going to happen with Ryoha and Marie now. Anyways, Ryoha goes on a walk, Ninyo, or Marie ends up following. He knows she's spotted by a camera, so he's like, ah, well, she's about to get taken away now because she followed when he wasn't clear with his instructions. And while they're doing this, they go to a walk. He's like, ah, we'll just wait it out. And while they're at the park, they run across these YouTubers called the Comic Kids. And at first, it gives them all names. And I was like, oh, they might be cool guys, and this might be like a group they hang out with and help keep secret. No, they end up being douchebag streamers, just like anything. Any hope I had didn't last that long. They seem fine doing it. They're streaming looking for Marie, pretty much. And find her right away. Find her so fast, in fact, that who they're streaming to doesn't believe them at all. Their faces are automatically censored, which is why I thought, oh, they're actually maybe like kind of cool, okay guys. The guy is are being like nice to him, whatever. But they do get the two to go with them to their house, the house of someone named Rikyo Kamiki, who is apparently the guy that killed his dad. Yeah, they went with his son to their house, and he's just going along with it. They're about to get interviewed until one of them like takes some of Marie's possessions out of her pocket, you know, like an eye, finger, you know, that kind of thing, stuff that belonged to her fellow Ginjin militants, the people, but she kept those possessions. Yeah, I know, a little weird, but he throws them on the floor, and then there's like a spark or some kind of connection that goes on to the house's maid, Ginjin, and the maid comes in, takes a chainsaw that this group had just for protection in case they needed it, which ends up they did, but it also ended up being their downfall because the maid takes it, cuts one of the guy's legs, not off, but cuts it. And then accidentally hit Marie. Well, luckily, manages to hit her right in the spot where the bug comes out. And since Marie has, like, super healing anyways, it doesn't matter. So now that the bug's out, she crushes it. And then she murders everyone. Except for Ryoha, of course. Because, main protagonist. And then sets the house on fire. Even though, not the maid either. I wonder what happens to the maid. Probably taken away. But yeah, Ryoha almost stops her. And then he remembers. They're pretty much, pretty much, Genji are people too, and people treat them like shit, treat them like slaves. There's even a quick clip of like the common kid took like a metal ball, heated it 1,000 degrees, and put it up to a Genji's face. They're shitty people. This is the kid of the guy that killed his father. He's pretty much just like, it's your choice. And she did it. She killed everyone. It's brutal, and I love it. It's so great, because it's not just like, oh, the main character's going to be, like, super nice and super moral. And no, he's like, you know, fuck it. Do it. I mean, it's your choice. You're not a slave. You're not this robot everyone thought it is. You make your own choices. It's not, he didn't even, he almost like, no, that's bad. But then he's like, is it bad? Do you want me to stop? And he's like, no, it's your choice. He didn't even say do it or not do it at the end. He was like, make your own choice. She made her choice. And now that's over, she just wants to be like a normal girl. Even mentions falling in love. But there's one thing she definitely wants to do, which is to make a world where humans and Genji can coexist. And now she's like, but how does that happen? Well, you might have to kill all the humans. Besides Ryoha, of course. So, yeah, you remember when I said this has like a yandere kind of feel from that very first page? It really does, and they're both like teenagers, so it might get rom-commy, especially if she's human. It's not as weird if she actually is a robot or not. I don't think she's a robot, because what this implies is there's someone out there that can either create life from nothing, just able to make organic robots that actually do have a conscious, and that may be the point because she can heal super fast. But another thing is, they may just be abducting people or girls or whatever, implanting them with this bug or whatever to control them, and it may just be a plastic surgeon. Marie is modeled after apparently a famous like model of Ginjin, so it could be like someone's like just making these regular people look different too. It never really says anything like that in it, but it could be a possibility, and that's where I'm going with. And then this chapter just ends with his friend Chika seeing more news about it. It's like, hey, I should tell Ryoha about this. That's where it ends. So I assume there's going to be more complications, maybe some kind of rom-com, just romantic connection between these two, maybe some jealousy with Marie, maybe it's also going to get brutal and this is going to get even darker than it already is. Who knows? But I'm super excited for this series. It was I didn't know what to expect. Like, yeah, I saw that first page. I saw the description. The description didn't really do it justice. There's so much more to it, but, I mean, what can you say without spoiling it? It was so good. I'm really excited to see where this one goes. Like, there's been some good series coming out lately, but this one, I feel like really takes it. Ooh. So, going on, talking about the series title, Shoujo is girl, of course, and then no. It actually has many meanings, all of which apply to this. It could mean nothing, like no consciousness, right? Or it could also mean something like there's no binding, no legal bond or whatever, which means, like, now that she's free from the control, there's nothing binding her to act like a robot, act like other Genjin. And then the other really significant point is, apparently Noel and, like, electronic things, I know nothing about electronics really, is it's like combining electronic signals or something like that to create a Noel, which is kind of what she did with the maid. Ooh, so we now know that, like, maybe Marie can also control other Genjin, or maybe the bugs in them, or whatever's going on, because we definitely see something like that happen with the maid. We don't know exactly what that is yet, but it's definitely going to play a big part and be something that makes Marie special. Also, she has giant spiky like tentacles that pop out and can just rip people to shreds. So, that's also very military-like. So then, also the chapter title. As cool as the series name is, this one isn't that creative, I guess. The girl in the world, the girl's Marie, of course, the world they live in. I mean, this is how it is. It could just stopped at the girl, but maybe the world is important too. I don't know. I feel like the chapter title name could have been something more creative, but who knows? Whatever. But yeah, like I said, really excited for this. But let me know what you think. If you think it's really cool, if you have your own theories, like someone creating life or plastic surgeons, stuff like that, or where you think this is going to go, what kind of series you think this is going to be. I don't know exactly where it's going to go. I mentioned earlier, it might be something like Yandere rom-com slice of life. It might be like an on the run kind of thriller suspense kind of story. Who knows? The art style is kind of dark. The story, a lot darker than I expected. We finally have a protagonist who isn't all innocent and like, oh, let's only do good kind of stuff, which finally, great. It's like a breath of fresh air, really, kind of. So I'm excited for it. I hope you're excited for it. Let me know what you're thinking, how excited you are. You can leave a comment. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories, and email me at theacstories@gmail.com, or join my Discord. We can create a group there and talk about it more too. But aside from that, I also have a Ko-fi if you want to help support me. Just a $1, $2 tier. $1 gets you shout outs and exclusive Discord, and then $2 tier is I give you access to all my notes for when I do stuff like this. Pretty simple, but it helps support me if you want to do that, and of course I greatly appreciate it. You can find links to everything in the description, but that's all I have to say about this brand new series, Shoujo no. Ooh, so good. But yeah, if you like what I have to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to keep up with me, go ahead and subscribe. But until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much, and bye.